Well, hey there, campers, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Camp Cryptid. I am your host, Erica Fett, and today I am super excited to kick off the month of March with some amazing cryptid goodness. Now, I do have to give a little disclaimer real quick because my cats have been coming in and out of this room, so if you hear any random noises, I am so sorry. It is my cats just being cats, you know, so. But hey, since we're talking about crazy creatures, let's dive into this episode. So I'm going to take a little trip back in time with you all to West Virginia in September of 1952. The evening of September 12th of 1952, there were two young boys playing out in front of an elementary school there in Sutton, West Virginia. And as they look up in the sky, they notice a giant ball of fire overhead, and They followed it to notice that it looked like it landed or crashed over on a place that was close by called Fisher Farm. So since these boys' homes were on the way to this farm to go investigate, they grabbed their mom, they grabbed more friends, and they said basically what they saw, and everybody got together and went to go investigate. So as they're climbing this hill at Fisher Farm, they notice that as they get closer to the area where they think that this giant ball of fire landed or crashed, that there's a like almost a haze and a mist, like a cloud of fog surrounding them. And as they get closer, they also notice that there is this awful smell in the air. And they described it as almost smelling like it was like burnt metal, tar, almost like a sulfur smell. And the smell, as they got closer, almost felt like it was like suffocating them and making it hard for them to breathe. Now, as they climb this hill and look over the hill, they all notice that there's two eyes that are glowing. And when they take their flashlight to look and inspect these two eyes, thinking, oh, it's just like a raccoon or something, I don't know, they noticed that there is a giant humanoid figure there. Now, they all describe this giant humanoid figure as being terrifying. They said it ranged from 7 to 17 feet tall, according to them, and it had a green body. And the bottom half of the body almost looked like it was like a cone or a dress. Now, they said that the face was like blood red, and it almost looked like Frankensteinish, but worse, right? They said also that the head was surrounded by something that looked almost like in the shape of an ace of spades. And it basically looked like it floated in the air because it came towards them, and it looked like it was almost making like a circular motion floating in the air towards them. Well, of course, as it comes towards them, they freak out, run home, call the sheriff. So this became known as the Flatwoods Phantom, the Braxton Monster, or, you know, better known as the Flatwoods Monster. So the Flatwoods Monster caused a little bit of a stir. And when, you know, authorities got there and asked everybody about what they saw, everybody that was involved in this initial incident basically described and drew the same exact type of thing. When Lee Stewart of the local newspaper arrived on the scene, he said that when you got to the area that they saw the monster, you could still smell the odor in the air. It was still lingering, this awful smell. He also said that there was an area of about 6 to 8 feet wide where you could tell that something was there because there were limbs broken and trees broken, and it looked like it had just been trampled in that area. He also said that if these people were making up this story, they did a heck of a job basically, you know, hiding the fact that they were making it up, because it seemed to him that they were very seriously scared and terrified of this incident. Now, the weird thing is the day after, there were a couple more incidents that happened. There was a couple driving through from Ohio, and they were driving around the area at night, and they noticed as they were driving, their car just turned off. And when they got out to go check the battery to make sure nothing was wrong, the husband basically looked over in the area and saw that there were some glowing lights coming from the forest nearby. Now, as he's looking at his wife back in the car, she's freaking out, and he looks behind him and he notices this giant, like 9 foot tall creature right behind him. And the weird thing is he described the creature as having kind of the same metallic like dress type of bottom as a Flatwoods Monster, but the top half of it was almost like reptilian. When he had the description and he drew it up, it looked like it was almost like the top half was like this reptile-like creature, and the bottom half was like this metallic dress that they had talked about in the original incident. So that was a very, very interesting thing that multiple people in the area saw this. Now, you know, there is a strange thing about this incident, and it is the fact that the morning of September 13th, the day after that the boys and everybody saw this giant ball of fire crash and land, there were reports being published all over the East Coast and the Midwest, basically, about meteors or some kind of objects flying in the sky that people had called all over to report. So there were reports all over. The original reports said it was only seen in 4 states, but you know, going to look a little bit more, there's definitely a lot of reports in more than 4 states. So Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, they all had incidents of people calling into the police and the state highway patrols and to the government basically saying that they saw something in the sky. One of the things that I thought was very interesting is that the same night as this incident with the two boys seeing the giant ball of fire, there was also an area called Kingsport, Tennessee, where a giant ball of fire was also seen. And it was seen by multiple people, and multiple people called in to basically report it. Now, they believed it was a crash plane. So basically, they had an entire crew of people out there searching between like highway patrolmen, you had crews, rescue crews, you had a ton of ambulances out there because they believed that basically they were searching for a wreckage. And so they were searching 15 square miles of area to find this wreckage that was never found. And this is about 5.5 hours like car ride to from Braxton to Kingsport. So you've got multiple reports now of people seeing this ball of fire in the air. You've got all over this area, you've got multiple people saying that they saw things and multiple areas now thinking that something crashed or landed, which I think is very, very peculiar about this. So obviously, these two boys, you know, if you think like the age of sci-fi, right? Sci-fi was huge in the 50s. It was like it's at its boom. But you've got these two boys saying they see something, and they obviously did. And the next morning, multiple people now have called in to report these balls of fire that they're seeing. And some people even said it almost looked like a Roman candle flickering. Like some people said it was like it would like slow down. It's a very interesting little incident that we have here. I know that the Flatwoods incident was also kind of considered for Project Blue Book. So I've seen reports that there were troops that came into the Flatwoods area, but I couldn't find anything in the newspapers or anything about troops coming in. So if anybody can hook me up there, that would be awesome because I'd love to read about that. But you know, that's the strange thing is that you've got this incident. Were there like multiple like little UFO pods that were, you know, dropping down and coming on Earth? I don't know. You've got multiple people now calling in to report airplanes plunging from the sky in multiple areas. They said that the flames were changing colors. You know, they said that it looked like a Roman candle flickering. You know, you've got all of these reports from multiple states now, like thousands of people have seen it. So obviously something definitely was in the sky. So we know that's a fact, right? But the only thing that basically makes people wonder is that were the sightings of the Flatwoods Monster, were they caused by hallucination, mass hallucination? I mentioned earlier that there was that smell. People who believe that, you know, they didn't see a Flatwoods Monster, they seem to think that, I guess the skeptics seem to think that it was due to meteor gas. Like it could have been a meteor that dropped and the gas could have caused some kind of like a reaction for them to hallucinate. Or it could have been hallucinations due to coal gases, because obviously West Virginia has a lot of coal reserves and mining. And so some of the gases that could be, you know, permeating the surface could be causing hallucinations in that way. I do think it's a little strange, though, that all of these people who saw this creature had the same exact hallucination, right? Like you would think if they were hallucinating, they would have all maybe seen like different things. I don't know. I'm not, disclaimer, I am not a professional on mass hallucinations. But, you know, if it were a meteor, you would think it would have had a boom upon impact, right? Because they always talk about, like, in Peru, there was a meteor that struck in 2007, and it had a giant sonic boom, right? And the weird thing is that people did get sick from the meteor. They actually, a lot of people, like, I think over, like, 600 people got sick from this meteor that released, like, an arsenic gas as soon as it hit. So there was a weird smell, and that is the thing. There is a lot of research that shows that I think one of the articles was like space smells because meteorites and stuff does smell. And so you do have some weird smells going on there with some of the meteorites and all of these space rocks, right? But like I said, you would think that if it were a meteor that would have struck, like they were saying, you know, afterwards they were saying it was people that saw meteors. So you would think that if it was a meteor that there would be some kind of impact impression or, you know, some kind of boom that could also be heard. But it seems to me like something landed is kind of the way that I'm going with this. Now, skeptics also think, you know, aside from mass hallucinations from either the meteor gas or the gases from the coal mines, they think that, you know, they just misidentified this Flatwoods monster. It wasn't this giant reptile spade looking humanoid creature. What they actually just saw was a barn owl up in a tree, and it was the foliage that was below it just was misidentified, right? But it's like, you know, the largest barn owls get like 12 to 16 inches, maybe like, and another thing too is in the reports, they said that this creature was standing under a tree branch, and that's kind of how they knew how tall it was. So I don't know, there's discrepancies there. So and honestly, like, how are you going to mix up a barn owl with a Frankenstein-like humanoid creature with glowing porthole eyes, a red face, and a metallic body with a barn owl? Like, I don't know. I mean, I've seen barn owls, and I don't think at night. I mean, I guess maybe with hallucinations due to gases, but then you'd have to have everybody having that same hallucination. So I don't know. I'm skeptical on it, but yeah. So that's what the skeptics say. So skeptics say, no, these people misidentified it. It was just a barn owl. It was just mass hallucinations. Or, you know, there's the other side of it that this was all just basically the skeptics came out to say that. So it could be a giant cover up of UFO activity, right? Which I like that. But you do have like this surge of reports of UFOs in the year of 1952, which is very interesting. And then you've also got the thousands of people who saw something in the sky that night. So I don't know. To me, I think this sounds pretty legitimate. I think that something definitely went on there. And whether or not it was someone in the Air Force doing some kind of testing, or whether it was an actual extraterrestrial being from another planet or a UFO landing, it's clear to me that something definitely happened in Flatwoods in this incident. And I think it's very interesting. And I don't know if I think that the idea is that the night that the two boys in the initial incident, when they climbed the hill to see it, people believe that it was basically in almost like an armor that was for like traveling, right? And then the next night when those people were on the road and their car died, when they saw the being after that, it had gotten rid of all of its armor and was in its like true reptile form, right? I mean, if you're a fan of cryptids, I'm sure at this point you've heard like the reptilian, like the whole reptilian theories of like ancient reptiles and reptilians live in Hollow Earth. And I just actually watched Midnight Meat Train the other day, and I forgot that, like, spoilers. I mean, but this is from like 2008, or I don't even remember. But like, if you haven't seen the end of that, like, it's, you know. So like, I love that I watched that, and it had to do with kind of like the Flatwoods monster. But I do think that it's very interesting, and I do definitely think that something is going on and something did happen there. Like I said, you have multiple people who saw this. They gave the same description, and people who, you know, came to the area and came to talk to them and to the incident, they all basically were very convinced that they saw this humanoid creature. And I'm on board with it. I'm on board with the Flatwoods monster. I think it's really fun, and I was really excited to kind of dive in and see more about this. But it is definitely obvious that something happened the night of September 12th, whether it be multiple pods landed with these reptilian creatures, or, you know, the Air Force was doing some kind of test. But I think it's very interesting, and I love the fact that this little area of the Flatwoods area of West Virginia has totally embraced it. There's like a Flatwoods Monster Museum. There's a Flatwoods Monster Festival. I I love it. Like, I absolutely stand behind it. I need to go to this museum and the festival. And like I said, West Virginia is kind of a hub for some weird activity. So, I mean, what better place to land your UFO than this giant area that just has such dense forest and caves? And I mean, I guess if you're a reptilian going to Hollow Earth, what better way to get there, right? But yeah, this was a really fun one to read about. And I really liked the Flatwoods Monster. So I guess my question to you all, my little campers, we're going to do our research. I guess, what do you all think it could have been? Is it like a humanoid? Is this just a product of mass hallucination? Is this, you know, a misidentification of a barn owl or some kind of owl in the tree that they just saw? I'll definitely have a little like poll on YouTube and Spotify for everyone. But I thought this was such a fun cryptid to read about. And I love UFO stuff. You know, I'm a huge, I love sci-fi. I'm like, oh my goodness. I don't know what I like more, sci-fi and horror. I think they both go hand in hand so much. But like I said, I watched the Midnight Meat Train and I was like, yes, reptilians. Like, I love this. And I'm a fan of reptiles. Like I said, I've told you all before, I'm a huge Mass Effect girl. So one of my love interests was Thane. So I have nothing against those reptilians. And I mean, I want to say that the original incident where they climbed the hill and they had like seven people there, they also brought their dog, and their dog ran on and was like barking, and then it ran away and it was like cowering. But like, this thing, obviously it didn't harm anyone. I mean, other than the smells making everyone sick, but it didn't harm anyone, and it didn't harm the dog. So we like that. we like a reptilian that's dog friendly. But also in the other incident where it saw the family, like, you would think if there's like this giant reptilian, right, that has the ability to travel through space and has like, you know, done all that, has the ability to do things that we can't do as humans, is obviously larger than us as humans, and is probably more of like, I guess, the apex alpha, I guess, at this point, it would have the ability to hurt us, right? But in all of these instances, it didn't. And it definitely had the opportunity to. So I don't know, like, I think it comes in peace. I'm going to go with it comes in peace. It didn't. Does the dog die.com? It does not kill dogs. So we like that. I don't know. I'm here for it. I like friendly reptilians. I am on board with it. And honestly, like, I am here for more Flatwoods Monster. I think it's so cool. I would love now to go to like the actual area to go see everything and just to get an idea of visuals of how this could have been. But like I said, I mean, there's two instances now and where it was like pretty close to humans and it didn't harm anyone. It didn't hurt the dog. And, you know, I just think that if it wanted to, it could have, but it didn't. So I like that. We like a friendly neighbor alien. That's what we're here for. But yeah, so that's the Flatwoods Monster. And if you all have ever been to that area, please post your videos, post your pictures in the Reddit. I am here for it. I've been trying to kind of go through and add more of my research to the Camp Cryptid website. So what I'm going to be working on coming in the next few months, it's going to take me some time, but I'm working on like uploading all of my different newspaper articles and all of my, I swear I'm a regular on the FOIA website for the CIA. So I'm always searching everything. So I'll make sure to upload all my PDFs and everything and kind of like have like a nice little hub for everyone to have like all of my research available. So if you all want to do like a deep dive or you want to research and see all the newspaper articles that I've read and kind of just have like your own little stash of goodies for cryptids and UFOs and all that good stuff, that is one thing that I am working on. So I hope to have like a nice little area for you all to start your research and then have like little supplemental stuff for everybody. So that's the goal. So, but other than that, I'm really excited. I am working with Gabe Braxton on a Gettysburg haunting and we're working on some fun stuff on the side, but also we're gearing up for some Gettysburg haunting stuff coming up. So like I said, I always drop like a little line or two about it, but I'm very excited to talk about all the goodies in the area because we were in West Virginia, and I can tell you there are parts of West Virginia that are very remote. So when I talk about West Virginia being like the perfect place to land for like a reptilian UFO, I'm telling you, it's perfect. But I'm very excited to get into that. And this kind of goes along with my like site map for having stuff uploaded on the website, is that we'll have some goodies for a Gettysburg haunting on the website too. So I'm very excited. But yeah, other than that, I, you know, while I'm talking about sci-fi, I did watch a super weird, dark sci-fi movie called Life. I'm telling you, that was a dark movie if you like dark sci-fi, and I was not expecting it. I think I love the idea of aliens being like sweet and awesome, and I want to blame Mass Effect for like giving me this unrealistic expectation of like everybody just being cool. But yeah, so that was definitely a dark movie, and it was, if you're in the mood for dark sci-fi, that's what I go with. But yeah, so that was my Flatwoods Monster goodness, and I hope you all enjoyed it. Like I said, I am a firm believer that there was something that happened there, and I like the idea of it being this cool little reptile guy, and you know, he's just, you know, traveling Earth. I mean, what a place to drop. Like, could you imagine if you were just dropping it on Earth for the first time, how you'd be like, this is awesome. So I don't blame any species for wanting to be here. But yeah, well, hey y'all, I'll stop talking y'all's ears off, and I hope you are having an amazing day so far, and I hope your week is going great so far, and I'll be making another post on Patreon for everybody to vote on the next cryptid that I do, because I really like it when you guys get excited for me to like talk about this weirdness, and so I'm just here for it. But yeah, other than that, make sure if you guys have any creepy stories, or if you've been to Flatwoods, or you've had any UFO encounters, or even paranormal encounters, cryptid encounters, anything creepy, make sure to go to campcryptidpod.com. There's a little contact section where you can let me know your story. And then for a future Campfire Tales episode, which is coming up this month, I'll be able to read them, and we can all like geek out over all the weirdness of Earth. So that's what we're here for. We like the weirdness. We like the goodness. And I'm just here for all the UFO fun. But yeah, hey, other than that, like I said, thank you all so much for hanging out with me for another episode. I get so excited to talk about all these weird cryptids and just kind of just talk and like hang out and just really just bond over these cool stories. So I hope you all enjoyed it, and I hope you all are going to go and figure out your own little Flatwoods Monster research, and you know, maybe you'll have the answer. Or maybe one of you is an expert on mass hallucinations, and you can tell me if this is realistic. But yeah, I had a lot of fun with this one. And honestly, I would love to go to this area, like I said. So maybe in the future, maybe that'll be something we get to do. So, but hey, y'all, thanks again for hanging out. You are the best campers in the world, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. And hey, until next time, take care.